Well, yes, friends, as we've just heard dramatized from Scripture and song this evening, Christmas is ultimately all about the eternal Son of God becoming one of us. Yes, actually becoming a human being and living among us. And Derwins, that wonderful truth is so meaningful. It's so encouraging. It's so life-changing because it tells you and me as fragile human beings living on this planet that God cares about us. And beyond caring about us, he understands us. That's right. God in Christ entered into our world with all of its brokenness, with all of its sin, with all of its suffering. You know, friends, Jesus experienced the full range of human emotion and temptation and joys and sorrows. And I guess I would say everything in between, all but the sin. Yes, as the man of sorrows, Jesus understands the pain and sufferings that you and I experience. And the good news is, he is not indifferent to our feelings. Folks, I'm saying that the Lord Jesus can truly say to each one of us, I get it. I understand. And so I want to encourage each one of you, whatever you're going through, please know that you're not alone. God understands, and he invites you to come to him to receive his grace and his help in your weakness. But dear one, that access to God's gracious help begins with your understanding first that Jesus died and rose again to free you from evil powers, yes, that enslave and ruin you. And that freedom begins with the forgiveness of your sins. That's what we heard in the reading. You will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. But that forgiveness has to be acquired. You see, you must receive Jesus by faith. I know that many in this room have received Jesus by faith. We must receive him as our Lord and Savior personally in our own life. That's how we enter into his life. That's how we enter into his kingdom. Please hear me in that, everyone. And so then, church, after completing his work on earth, Jesus returned to God in heaven. Now he's up there representing you and me. So now we can each come to God in the Spirit and we can pray to him. And we don't need to be afraid because Jesus is there. And so you and I can ask the God who cares about us and understands us, we can ask him to help us. And we can be sure that he will help us when we ask him. And so I look around. I'm sure that you're hearing with me tonight, everyone, this most important truth. When I declare that the coming of our God in Christ Jesus to save us from our sins and bring us back home to the Father, that message is the true light of Christmas. He came into the world to bring light to every person. And so it always has to become personal. And so, my dear friend, I want to just ask, can I be so bold as to ask you to search your own heart in this very moment? I mean, maybe this very Christmas, even right now, you're sensing yourself being drawn toward the light of Christ in a way that's different. Different than you've ever experienced before. Maybe you desire to know Jesus more clearly, and you wish that you could let him know that you do believe in him and that your desire is to be included among those who have been forgiven by his grace. Is that you? Is there someone here tonight that's you? Is there someone, are you watching online, and is that you tonight? Well, if it is, I want to encourage you right now to open your heart to the Lord. Let the light of his spirit engulf you. Let the loving warmth of his presence even just surround you. I'm asking, will you respond to God's call to accept Christ and also turn your life over to him? Or maybe you need to renew your existing commitment to the Lord. Either way, this holy season right now is God's appointed time. Scripture says that today is always the day for salvation. And so, to help you in making your commitment to Christ, we want to offer you a special booklet as our gift to you this evening. It's up on the screen. It's appropriately titled, Why Christmas? And this little booklet is a first step booklet that explains what a relationship with God through Jesus Christ is all about, and it also explains how to initiate it. And I want to invite you to pick up this resource out on the table in our lobby on your way out this evening. Find the time in the next couple days to read it, pray the prayers, and then come back to church to learn and grow in the Lord with a spiritual family. You see, that's God's way. And we open our doors and hearts to you, especially those that are our guests tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Now, dear ones, as we bask in the light of Christ in Christmas, we want to conclude our service with what we're going to call a celebration of light. So please now take your candles and illumine them as directed. And let's hold them in front of us for all to see as we now sing our closing hymn, for which I will invite you to now stand. Thank you so much.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
And in his name, all oppression.
Church, let's pray. Dear Lord, draw all of us now into your saving, glorious light. Lord, especially these opening their hearts to you for salvation and new life. And we also pray tonight, Lord, comfort for those that are carrying a broken or heavy heart. Let your hand of blessing and peace rest on them and on every individual and family. And Lord, we pray that the true spirit of Christmas, your Holy Spirit of love, joy, and peace, will abide in each heart and home. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. All right, well, listen, thank you so much for coming, everyone. And we pray that you have just a very, very blessed Christmas. I want to say, I know we all have different plans, and I've already talked to some folks that are heading out from here in other directions and visiting family and so forth. But if you're going to be in town this weekend, I hope to see you Sunday morning. I'm going to be finishing my teaching series on Christmas. My topic will be Christmas, a promise of a second coming. We'll be looking at the prophesied return of Christ. And so I just want to invite you to please join us. But look, we're so thrilled you're here. And whatever your plans are, we just pray that you'll just have a wonderful time. And may God's peace be with you, all right? Say hi to someone as you head out the door. Give them a Christmas greeting. And drive safe out there, heading home, all right? And you can return your candles. How do we want to do it? We'll have a basket out there. You can just drop these in with the attendants out there. Okay. So guys, God bless you. Thanks so much for coming. Online family, thanks for watching with us tonight. And may the Lord give you a blessed Christmas right where you are too. Good night, everyone.